Blog Talk Radio.
God
bless each and every one of you. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to continue to rejoice in the Lord. Saints of God, I know you got a seed in the ground. Many of you probably say, I got plenty of seed, but it's one seed that I want, it's one ground that I really want you to focus on. That is you. Amen. You got to understand that you is also a ground. So many people forget about how much they value, you know, you value so much to the world and to the Lord. Amen. And you got to understand that, you know, God got something great for you, and you are worth something, and there is a seed in the ground with your name on it. Amen. You are the good ground. Amen. We bless God for each and every one of you, and we just thank God for our families and friends. It's always a blessing. My God, United Kingdom, all the way up to international, all the way here to the United States of America. We just thank God for you all. We love you. We see your love, you know. We just thank God for what he is doing. Amen. I'm telling you that God is up to something. Listen, we got a powerful packed night tonight. Amen. We got our very own Deacon Joe. He's going to come and give us inspiration, scripture. Then we have our mother, you know. We just want to give us a little prayer. Amen. She's doing a little recovery, and we just thank God for her. But ain't nothing wrong just getting a little bit of prayer. And you already know we have our mother, Helen, Mother OG. My God, is going to break down some great wisdom, great things of God to go ahead and give us what God has for us. Amen. Are you ready? So we're just going to thank God. We praise God. I send a shout out to First Lady. Thank God for you, First Lady. Amen. And also the ADM family. I thank God for you all. We love you all. God bless each and every one of you. It is a blessing. Amen. So let's go ahead and go with our first one. God bless you, Deacon Joe.
Good afternoon, Pop.
God bless you.
First, I'd like to give thanks to my Heavenly Father, who is God. I'd like to thank my wife, Mother Jackson. I'd like to thank you, Pastor, Apostle Spencer Temple. I'd like to thank First Lady. I'd like to thank the ministers, the evangelists, the deacons, Mother Helen. And I'd like to thank all who come to make up the ADM ministry. First of all, I'll be coming from Psalms 19. The Lord is perfect.
Amen.
The heavens declare the glory of God. And the skies above proclaim his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There's no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. The voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. And then he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs his course with joy. It rises in from the ends of the heavens and is separated to the ends of them. And there is nothing hidden from its heat.
Amen.
The Lord is perfect, revealing the soul. The testimony of the Lord is pure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heat. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are simple and rejoices all together. More to be desired are they than gold, even much sounder than gold. Sweeter also than honey, and dripping from the honeycomb. Moreover, by them and just and your servants are warned, and keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent of hidden faults. Keep back your servants also from free self things. All them are not, let them not be dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Deacon Joe. We thank him for that awesome scripture. Amen. We just give God the glory. Amen. And we're just going to go ahead and just go ahead and let our very own Mother Jackson. God bless you, Mother Jackson. And just go ahead and give us a nice little prayer. Amen. And we're going to bring on our very own Mother Helen. Amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, give us this day, Lord, our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us, as we forgive ourselves. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from our evil, for thou the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. My Heavenly Father, we come to you today, God. First of all, God, we give Jesus Christ the honor, who's the head of our life. I give honor to you, Apostle Temple, and to our First Lady, Leticia Spencer, and to each and every one that's tuned in. Honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. Father God, we just thank you just for another brand new day, God. We thank you, God, that you breathed, you breathed in our these vessels of yours, God, and gave us another opportunity, God, to rise, God, and to obey and to lead to the Lord, to you, God, and give you all the praise and in the name of you. So we thank you for this journey today, God. We have a most Sunday. Sometimes we don't know what the journey is going to be. Have a most Sunday. Oh, but yet and still, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you church each and every one of us today, God. We pray, God, that you compliment, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. We pray, God, that you continue to lead us and guide us into the truth in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you church every mind today, every heart today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your strength in our Sunday. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, on Sunday, because you brought us from a mighty long way, and you still bring us, God. So we thank you for all things, God. We thank you for the shelter of our heads, God. The food on our table, Lord, we just come saying thank you today, God. Oh, God, we thank you by your stripes we're here. No matter how these bodies fatigue out of our Sunday, acting unfitting, God, but yet and still we're standing on your divine word, God. We know everything else may fail, God, but we realize your word won't fail. It's about standing up on Christ today, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your divine Lord of our Sunday. The love that you have poured into us, God. Not the world, Lord, but your love, God. It stands for everything, God. We thank you today, God. So we ask you today, Lord, to have your divine way, God. Have your way, move us out the way, Lord, of our Sunday. And God, we say just thank you for coming in, God. Having your way today, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, just don't let us forget our basis, God. All of us say we lift them up to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you shield every youth that it is, God. In the going and the coming, God. And little old Sunday, we pray, God, that you strengthen our men of God and women of God. Pour into them, God, what they have poured out for us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for them, God. continue to lead and guide them. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, I pray today, God, that some soul is saved, God. I pray today, God, that somebody, hey, the most sinners since they believe it, been filled with your Holy Ghost, God, the keeping power, God, the one that lead us and guide us to all truth, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today. These things we ask to the Lord, say, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. We just thank Mother. We thank Mother for that prayer. Amen. And we ask the Lord, we speak strength to her body. We ask the Lord to give us strength right now in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, God, for what you are doing. Amen. Somebody, man, somebody this afternoon, you just need to go ahead and give this evening. You need to go ahead and give God glory. I just feel like giving God a glory and praise. Amen. Many of you, you got so much to be thankful for tonight. You go ahead and give God glory. Amen. I just dare somebody tonight, you go ahead and just thank the Lord and give him glory, because he is worthy to be praised. If it had not been for the Lord on your side, you don't know what will happen, where we will be. So we cannot do nothing but give him glory. I got to give him glory this evening. I give him praise this evening. Somebody just need to thank him for what you already have. Thank him for what God already done. Thank him for what God has already taken you. You better give him glory, because things should have killed you, but it didn't. Situations should have took you out, but it didn't. So you go ahead and magnify the Lord and give him some glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. He is worthy to be praised. He is awesome to be praised. We magnify his name. We worship him. And our soul say, yes, glory to be his name. My God, my God.
Yes, Lord.
I know many of you got something to give God thank you for. You got something to give God his glory for. And if I was you, I focus on the positivity. Ain't no sense you focus on the negative, because the Bible already declares, is there anything too hard for your Lord? Is there anything? So ain't no sense to focus on what's not there, what's going on, what might go on, what they say, because the Bible says, is there anything too hard for your God? So in other words, just thank him and give him glory. Somebody just give him glory, because he is worthy to be praise. My God, just praise. I just thank him. I dare somebody tonight, if you just thank God for what you have, if you just bless God for what he already done, you thank God for what he already given you. I bet you any kind of money, my God Almighty, you're going to see much more going to get added to you. God's going to do another increase in your life. You give him glory, because he is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise. Amen. Amen. My God, I tell you, just continue to give God glory. Continue to give God praise, because he is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. I just thank him, and we just give him glory, because he is worthy to be praised. And I want you to keep on praising him and blessing his holy name. Focus on the positivity. Amen. There's nothing you could do, my God. There's nothing you could do, because the milk don't got spoiled, because the milk don't spilled and it got spoiled. Somebody got said, ain't nothing you could do. But what you could do right now, my God, is thanking God for what you have. And many of you, you got something that you could thank God for. Amen. And I dare you to try that. And once you try that, and God can see how appreciative you are, watch how your life begins to expand, and watch how things begin to flood in your life. Amen. Well, I'm not the man of the hour tonight, my God Almighty, to break bread. I'm telling you, you need to come to one of our worship service. Amen. Amen. And let God do what he want to do. We don't know what he do. He'll get the Holy Ghost, get the rain, take the reins, do what they got to do. I just love it, because you don't know what you're going to get, amen, in the house of the Lord. And that's how it should be, amen. You cannot predict God, amen. God knows our needs. He knows everything that we need, and he knows our direction. Well, We ain't going to stop it tonight, amen. We're going to keep flowing in the Lord and with the Lord, amen, amen. And we're going to go ahead and bring our very own Mother Helen. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you, Apostle. God bless you, Mother Jackson. So
amen.
Good to hear you again. Amen, amen. Deacon Joe, God bless you.
Yes.
God bless all my ADM family. First, giving honor to God, who's the head of my life, all of our lives. He keeps us minute by minute, second by second, day
yes,
by
he does.
Day. We don't know what we would do if we didn't have the Lord on our side.
That's right.
I give honor to the motherboard, the deacons, evangelistic team, everyone that it takes to make up ADM family. And most of all, I give honor to Apostle Temple Spencer, the queen, the first lady of the house, Lakeisha Spencer. God bless you all. Well, I'm just going to do a little encouraging today because, you know, you talk to a lot of people, saved and unsaved, and it just seemed like we just come into the fourth month of the year. I believe it's the 100th day. And some of us, and a lot of us, want to be like Marvin Gaye. What's going on? Some of us have been despondent, depressed. We've gone through trials, tribulation, aches and pains, betrayal, disappointment. Things that you didn't see coming. We got blindsided and all the above. But I just come to tell you today that if you keep looking to the hills, from which cometh all of our help, all
Amen.
Our help cometh from the Lord. We will live through this. Better days are ahead. And last
Amen.
But not least, God got it. And I just can't get away from this scripture for some reason. He just keeps dropping it down in my spirit, and that's Matthew 11, the 28th, reading down. And this was Jesus, you know, he was teaching his people about a lot of things, and they were asking a lot of questions. And it seemed like maybe they didn't, was going through, you know, some things. And he would let them know that it is rest for the weary. And I'm going to begin at 28th verse where it says, come to me, all of you are weary and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He's not only talking to us who are saved, he's talking to the ones that are unsaved, commanding them, offering them an invitation that whatever you're going through, whatever your sin is, come unto him, seek his face, because he can give us the grace that nobody else can. Don't allow the enemy to cripple you in your mind. Maybe you are in the fourth quarter, but don't quit. Don't raise the flag of surrender. Desiring God, he says, come to me. This offers you rest that no other can give. Jesus looks upon us with a clear-sighted compassion in all our hearts. So adjust your attitude. Hang in there. Refuse to give up. So if you are weary, whatever, for whatever reason, whatever complex problem you're going through, take Jesus' invitation. He said, come unto me. All who are weary and burdened, let us remember when you come to God as a father, we must remember that he is the Lord of the heaven and the earth. Let us come to him daily for deliverance from our wrath, guilt from sin, and from the antics of Satan, for all our cares, fears, and sorrows. Do we just draw to Jesus with our lips? While our heart is far from him, come to Jesus and find rest for our souls. And I'm just going to share some encouraging scriptures because it's so important when you're going through. It's important to witness to the ones that don't have the courage to get into that word I encourage you, get into your word when you're going through, when you're heavy laden, when the things come upon you. It's part of your growth. Maybe sometime God has got to break up fallow ground and take away the rotten weeds and the soil and grow you up again. Sometimes it's not a bad thing when we get betrayed or when we go through sorrow, go through pain, when the kids are acting up. But we have to remember what Jesus went through. When he died and went on that cross, it wasn't the nails that kept him there. It was his love for each and every one of us. So I just want to tell you, when he was, even in the Old Testament, when he was giving Israel his assurance, we may not be the children of Israel, but we are his children, no matter who we are, what shape, what color, saved, unsaved, we still are his children. He said, don't you know, haven't you heard him? I'm coming from the 40th chapter, Isaiah, beginning at the 28th verse. Don't you know, haven't you heard, the Lord is everlasting God. He created all the world. He never grows tired or weary. No one understands his thoughts. He strengthens those who are weak and tired. Even those who are young grow weak. Young people can fall and get exhausted. But those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. They will rise on wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. And they will walk and not grow weak. So it lets you know in the old and in the new that you're going to go through things, that you're going to get weary, you're going to get heavy laden. But he said, come, here I am. Reach out your hands. Reach to me with your praise and your worship. Even if you just have to sit quietly and come into his presence, he hears the heart of man. He hears. He knows every hair, strand of hair on your head. He knows what you're going to do before you do it. But he say, come unto me that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Don't look to man. Don't look to mother, father, brother, sister, children. Look to me. I'm the one. Look to the hills, because the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not walk. He's the restorer of the soul. He leads you by the still waters. You may go through the shadow of death, but it's not a physical death. It's when you're laden, broken, been disappointed, been disprayed. But he say, come unto me, and I will give you rest. And last but not least, when it seems like nothing is going right, when you want to reflect on past things, when you want to think about if, when, how, and what, even when you lose friends, even when people disappoint you, he's still hollering about, come. And it says, do not cling to the events of the past. Dwell on what happened so long ago. Watch for the new thing I am going to do. It's happening already. Can you see it now? I will make a road through the wilderness, and I will give you streams of water there. That means whatever you're going through, how bleak it may seem, how dark it may be, all sickness is not death. Sometimes when you don't rest or be obedient to God, sometimes he may have to just shake you up a little bit and say, hey, I need you to concentrate on me. I need you to just come quietly. Sometimes you have to pull away from family, pull away from friends, and just be in the quietness of God. And sometimes you have to ask him the question, God, what lack I yet? What is it that you want for me? And listen, you may not get the answer right then, but he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He comes in his season, not in ours. So don't jump up and try to handle any problem on your own. Don't get even. Just stay faithful to God. Just stay under his wings. He's a protector. He's a, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most God will hide, abide under the wings of the Almighty. He is a present help in the time of trouble. He is our refuge. Come. That's all he's asking us to do is come to him. Cast all your cares on him. Lay it at the master's
feet.
I know you may be hurt. I know if you cut you bleed. It ain't got nothing to do with you not being saved. He just told you in the 40th chapter of Isaiah that even the young get exhausted. But God is a way maker, and he's always there for us. So come. Come, you that are heavy laden, and let God give you rest. I hope these words have encouraged somebody, everybody under the sound of my voice. When I encourage you, I'm encouraging myself because I want to see Jesus one day, and I got my eye on the prize. That means I'm not looking to the left or looking to the right. I'm keep looking to the hills because all of my help coming from thee. Now, last but not least, you know I'd never leave without giving you a little nugget. And it says this, you might be sad because you're going through a lot, but you should be proud of yourself for being strong enough to make it through it. And why, how are you making it through it? Because you are looking to Jesus, who's the author and finisher of all our lives. God bless you.
Amen.
Back in the hands of Apostle Spencer Temple.
Amen, amen.
Amen. You know, I can't say it no better. I can't say it no better. Them are very wise words, especially if you're going through. And I, you know, one thing that I want to share with you all for strategy technique and what I like to do in my own personal life, you know, you got to observe your life, and you got to observe. You got to be very observant. Of things that goes on in your life. Be observant when you're going through, and what is the after effects of when you're going through? Do you be blessed? Got a testimony. So many of you, so many of us, we get so caught up in what we're going through, not realizing what we're going through is nothing new because we've been going through, but right after it, we have a blessing or God is doing something. So many of you all, the spirit realm is trying to tell you something, and it's been trying to tell you something no different than when it don't bless you where you're at right now. No different when you was going through certain things, but yet you still came out as pure gold. You still came out as a blessing. No different when you feel you didn't know how this going to come out or how this going to pan out, but God still worked it on out. Amen? And you went through. You didn't know what going to do. You prayed. And see, you got to be very observant of your life. Then you can see what God is doing, and you can see how God is working out things. Amen. Now your language is going to begin to change. Your thought pattern is going to begin to change, because now when you begin, once you're so observant of your life, now when things begin to happen or take place in your life, you could tell yourself, uh-oh, I'm finna get ready for something. Uh-oh, we finna get ready for a blessing. Uh-oh, something's finna get ready to come down the pipeline, because it has a pattern. Amen. The enemy always work off of a pattern. He has a pattern. It's a pattern that he always takes, and it's a pattern that he takes in your life. And you got to, if you really sit down and study that pattern, you study that pattern, you'll understand what God is going to get ready to do. You'll understand that you ain't going to be going through. You going through because God got a miracle with your name on it. You going through because God got a blessing with your name on it. You going through because God's going to get ready to turn some things around. You going through my God Almighty, tonight you going through, not because you just going through the enemy it's because the enemy recognized that the heaven don't put a release with your name, and the enemy recognized, my God Almighty, if he got there, he want to do whatever he got to do to get your focus off of God, to get your focus off of what you need to be focused on. The enemy recognized that God done release a miracle with your name on it. The enemy recognized It's also release a blessing with your name on it. And what the enemy don't want you to do, he don't want you to recognize what God is doing. He wants you to recognize your problems. He wants you to recognize your health. He wants you to recognize your situation. He wants you to recognize people. He wants you to recognize what they're saying. He don't want you. He wants you to recognize all that. But my Bible tells me, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. My God Almighty. And all of these other things going to come. I'm telling you tonight, saints of God, start observing your life better. You know, daily your language and your outlook going to change about what you're going through. Amen. I had a situation happen to me a couple of nights ago where I was in a fight, was in a spiritual battle, and ain't been in a spiritual battle like that in a long time. Amen? So that lets me know. That lets me know because I not been in it in a long time, what it lets me know, I recognize the battle. I recognize when it comes. I know what his time it is. That lets me know God got a blessing. God finna do a blessing with somebody. My God, that lets me know. ADM, my God, an explosion finna get ready that take place, amen, because the enemy wants me to focus on him, the enemy wants you to focus on him, my God, in the situation, but God never told us to focus on the devil, he never told us to focus on your enemy, he said, I will make your enemies your footstool, he never told us to focus on the problems, to focus on the situation, he said, look towards our heel, which comes to your help, and your help coming from the Lord, let's change our life. You start observing what you're going through, then you'll start understanding the blessing that is coming to you. Amen. Yes, you're understanding what the heaven is doing. Because every time when God's going to get ready to bless, the enemy sends distractions to get you to focus on it and don't want you to focus on your blessing. But how many of you know the devil is a liar? Because in all, the Bible says, through all things count it joy. You count it joy no matter what you're going through. Amen. My God Almighty, I hope I did a good job to roll with our mother Helen. Amen. Amen. Because she packed a powerful punch. Amen. Thanks to God. We just thank God for all of you all. We bless God for you all. I want you to begin to grow in Christ. Amen. Many of you that have been listening to the broadcast, you've been with us, you're not babies no more. Amen. Stop running and looking for a plastifier every time you get a lick. Amen. Every time you get a hit. Get that plastifier, that binky, out of your mouth. Amen. And you start absorbing what God is doing. That way, anything come your way, you already know, look, I got a financial blessing coming my way. Look, God finna get ready to turn some things around. Look, God, how do you know? Because the heavens starting to have some turbulence. Lord. The enemy's starting to act up. And I know when the enemy go to acting up, God don't release something on my behalf. Yes, the enemy don't want me to know. He don't want me to see. I'm going to go. I got to go. Because I feel a praise break. I feel a strong in my belly. I feel a well in my soul. I feel my God. I think somebody tonight going to let the adversary know that I'm not worried about you. I'm looking towards the heel. Which coming my help. My help coming from the Lord. If anybody tonight will say no, what I'm saying against me, it will not prosper. It can't prosper. Because who's reporting that you going to believe? Lord, I got to go. God bless you all tonight. We thank God for you all. My God, let's keep moving forth in Christ. You ain't doing it. You need to find your way to EDM. Find your way to move because we have a move of God and we don't have no apology. We don't have no apology. We're going to move in God with no apology. Amen. 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 So, in other words, if you don't want to roll with us, you better get out of our way because the bull don't want to roll. It's coming for you. In Jesus' name, God bless all of you. Amen.
Amen. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.